Okay, so we're on the top of Zion Amud Aleph in Maseches Tainus over here. So says the Gemara, a series of agadotas now that talk about the greatness of rain, how great and holy and important rain actually is. So let's see what the Gemara has to say now. This we're on the second line, the second word of the second line in Zion Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim, Mitchias HaMesim, Deilu Tchias HaMesim, L'Tzadikim, Bilu Geshamim, Bein L'Tzadikim, Bein L'Rasham. So an incredible statement of Rabbi Abahu, which we'll see, it's almost like they're trying to outdo each other with statements of how great rain is. So Rabbi Abahu says that a day of rain is greater than Tchias HaMesim, is greater than the resurrection of the dead. Why? Because Tchias HaMesim, it only happens for the righteous people. Only the righteous people are going to come back from the dead. But rain, it falls for everyone, for the righteous people and the wicked people. So it must be that rain is therefore greater than Tchias HaMesim. Who pleaded Rav Yosef, and he's arguing on Rav Yosef, the Amar Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef says, Meitoch shehi shekula k'tchias HaMesim, kavu b'tchias HaMesim. Rav Yosef says that no, that because rain is equal to Tchias HaMesim, that's why we have it established that we always were masker Geshem, that's why we mentioned the rain in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. So in other words, Rav Yosef says that rain, a day of rain, is equal to the day when Tchias HaMesim is going to come, because of the fact, and that's why it's placed in its bracha, because they're equal. Okay, and in other words, and the Rabbi Abahu says that no, that a day of rain is greater. Rav Yosef says no, they're just equal. Rav Yehuda gadol yom hagashamim kiyom shenisnat bo Torah. Rav Yehuda says that a day of rain is as great as the day that the Torah was given. Shenemar Yerav Kematar Likri. That it says that my lekach, my teaching will drip like rain. Ve'in lekach ela Torah, right? And so we see that, and we know that that when we say lekach, we mean Torah. That's what the pasuk means when it says lekach. It must mean Torah. Shenemar ki lekach to nasati lechem Torah si'al ta'azubu. That the pasuk says that for I've given you a good lekach, and my Torah you shall not abandon it. So we see that lekach is Torah, and in the previous pasuk we see that Torah is that this lekach is going to drip like rain. So therefore, Torah is comparable to rain. So therefore, we understand from this that a day of rain is as great as the day that the Torah was actually given. Okay, Rava Amar Yoter Miyom Shenisna Bo Torah. So Rava says, So Rava says that a day of rain is greater than the day that the Torah was given. How do you know? Shenemar Yerav Kamazer Lekri, because the pasuk says that my teaching, my lekach, will drip like rain. And says Rava, but you have to understand what this actually is saying. Me nitle b'mi. Which one is like dependent on the other one? Which one is contingent on the other one? Heavy Omer Katan nitle b'gotle. You have to say that the small one is compared to the big one over here. So what does that mean, right? So the small, whichever one of the two is the smaller one, it's going to have to be compared to that which is the bigger of the two. And so what's compared to what? So we see that the Torah is compared to rain. So therefore says Rava that rain is therefore the bigger one, and Torah is the smaller one that is and it's compared to rain. So therefore we see from here that a day of rain is greater than the day that the Torah was given. Rava Rami Ksiv Yerav Kamater Lekhi Viksiv Tezel Ketal Amarti. So Rava says, I have a pasuk that it seems to contradict itself. On the one hand, it says Yerav Kamater Lekhi, that my lekach is going to drip like rain. Viksiv Tezel Ketal Amarti. And it says also with that pasuk that Amarti, that which I have spoken, in other words, like the Torah, like the word of God, so that's going to flow like dew. So how could it be? How could you have, is the Torah going to drip like rain, or is it going to flow like the dew? What's the story? So it says the Gemara, Im Tamar Chacham Hagun Hu, if he's a Tamar Chacham, if he's a Torah scholar, that is Hagun, that is like a good character, Ketal. Then it'll be good for him. His Torah is going to be good for him, and he's going to have a good life. Ve'imlav orfahu kimatar, an incredible statement. If he is a Talmid Chacham that is not of good character, he's a Torah scholar that does not have a good character, then his Torah is going to orfahu, it's going to kill him like rain kills him. It's going to kill him like a very serious rainstorm, like with the same viciousness of like a torrential rain. That's how he's going to be killed. Tanya, Hayarvi Bana Omer Kol Osek Batora Lishma Torah, so Nasis Lo Sam Chaim. So says Rabbi Bana that anyone who learns Torah Lishma, if you learn Torah for the right reasons, what does it mean for the right reasons? Not so simple, but the basic understanding is you learn Torah because God told you to learn Torah. You're learning Torah for the right reasons just because you want to learn Torah Hashem. So you learn it for the right reasons. So then it says the Gemara that the Torah will be for you like an elixir of life, a Sam Chaim, an elixir of life. Shenemar, how do you know this? We know this pasuk, Eitz Chaim Yilam that it's a tree of life for all those who grab onto it. So if you learn Torah and you do it for the right reasons, then it's going to be an elixir of life for you. And also says that it will be a cure that enters through your navel, right? Which basically means that again, it's a good thing for you. V'omer kimotzi matzachaim, and another pasuk that says that for who has found me has found life. So you find God, you find His Torah, then you find life. So again, you learn Torah lishma, that's going to be very good for you. But whoever learns Torah for the wrong reasons, right? So let's say someone's learning Torah because they're trying to disprove the Torah, so that's why they're learning Torah. They're going to learn it for the wrong reasons. So then the Torah basically becomes like an elixir of death for you. It's like a potion of death for this person who's learning it for the wrong reasons. That it says, the pasuk, that my lekach is going to be yaref like rain. What does it mean, yaref? Well, we've understood it that it literally means like drip like rain, but not over here. It says this teaching. When we say arifa, we mean hariga. So in other words, it's that my teaching is going to like kill, basically, like rain. It's going to kill me like rain. How do you know that arifa, that ya'raf means hariga, that it means to kill? Shenemar v'arfu sham es ha'egla b'nachal. Very simple. From the pasuk, we're talking about egla arufa, that says v'arfu sham, you're going to break the neck es ha'egla b'nachal. You're going to break the neck of the calf by the riverbed. So therefore we see that arifa clearly means to break the neck, it means to kill. So that's how we know. So we connected over here that the Torah has the ability to kill, to break someone's neck like a vicious rainstorm. Again, that will happen to a person if they learn Torah for the wrong reasons, for lo-lishma reasons. So he says, can you teach me something? I would like to learn something. Teach me something. And it seems like he's asking him for not like a simple thing, give me a nice teaching, like a halacha or a good piece of Gemara. Teach me something good. Amrle chalash leit libai. He says to him, my heart is like weak, like I'm kind of faint right now. And I'm not able to teach you right now. Lema mar milsa degarata. So he didn't let up, and he said, okay, so can you teach me like a negarata? Teach me like a nice story, a nice thing that happened, and I'll learn something from it. Amrle, he says back to him, hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. He says, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says. My dichtiv ki ha'adam itza sadeh. Right? Rabbi Yochanan has a question. He says, what does it mean when the pasuk says, "For man is a tree of the field"? He asks it's a somewhat funny question, but it's an incredible question. Understand, the pasuk says that man is a tree. What? Man is not a tree. Where do you get this from? That man is a tree. What does this mean? Ella says the Gemara Mishum Dichtiv Kimimeno Tochal VeOto Lo Tichras Dichtiv Oso Tashkas VeKaras. The explanation of this can be found as follows: the Yavtu Psukim. About trees. One pasuk that says about trees that from it you shall eat and you shall not cut it down, and the other one that you should destroy and you should cut down. So how could it be that you have this seeming contradiction of psukim over here talking about trees? Says the Gemara, no, this is what it means, and this is how this is the connection between a man and a tree. Im tamid chacham hagun hu, if you have a tamid chacham who's of good character, mimeno tochal, from whom you shall eat, you shall learn from him, oso tikaris, and you shall not cut him down, but if he is not of good character, oso tashkas, you should destroy him, because you should cut him down, bekarati, you should cut him down. So that's what it means when we say man is like a tree. So man is comparable, like these two different understandings of how we should treat trees. If he's a good Torah scholar, we should keep him and we learn from him. If he's a Torah scholar that does not have a good character, then we don't like him and we destroy him and we cut him down. Okay, later in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chama, and the little dalet over here tells us that the word is Birebi. So Amar Rabbi Chama Birebi Chanina, my dichtiv Barzal Yachad. The pasuk says that iron sharpens iron. So what is the teaching of this pasuk? What is it coming to tell us? Lomar lechat, it's coming to teach us, ma barzel ze echad mechadides chaviro, just like this one piece of barzel, this one piece of iron sharpens his other iron friend, right? How do you sharpen a knife? You have to, rub it against iron, and that'll sharpen it. So just like one piece of iron sharpens his iron friend, afshini tamid chamim mechadidin ze et ze behalacha. So too, two tamid chamim sharpen each other when they have, like, debates in halacha. When they have debates in halacha, then they could really get to the bottom of it. They sharpen themselves to make sure they know the halacha. And they find, they figure out what the right halacha is. Okay, Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, Lama Nimshalu Divrei Torah Ke'ish. So Rabba Bar Rachana says, why is Torah comparable to fire? Shenemar, how do we know it's comparable to fire? Hello, Ko Divrei Ke'ish. Numashem, right? It says, are not my words like fire? It's the word of God. Lomar Lacha, to tell you Ma'ish, Dolei Kichidi. What's the significance of this? To tell you that just like fire cannot be lit by itself, meaning you can't rub one piece of wood against itself and it'll ignite. You need two pieces of wood. So just like you can't do that with wood, you need two pieces of wood. You can't light it, ignite it with one piece of wood. So too, the words of Torah cannot be upheld with just one person learning by himself. This is Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, "My dechtiv." What is the meaning of the pasuk when it says, "Charev el habadim v'no alu"? The pasuk says that a sword upon those who are alone, and they shall become fools. Okay, what does this mean? Charev asonayin shall tamid echanu. So the Gemara is speaking in a euphemistic language. It's not the first time we've had this already in this pasuchta. But the Torah, but when the Gemara is speaking, we don't want to say something that sounds like we're bad, even if it's for the right reasons. So we don't like saying that we're going to kill the tamid echanim. So we say the son. And of the Talmid Chacham, we see the enemies of the Talmid Chacham, meaning actually the Talmid Chacham. So says the Gemara, Chariv also Nan Shal Talmid Chacham Shal Oskin Bad Bevad Betorah. There's a sword is going to come upon the quote unquote enemies, but actually wink wink, not the enemies. The sword is going to come on the actual Talmid Chachamim Shal Oskin Bad Bevad Betorah. Who if they decide to learn Torah by themselves, if they learn Torah by themselves, then a sword is going to come upon them. It's not going to be good for them. Right, not only that, but they're going to become foolish. Because the pasuk says, they shall become foolish. Right, not only that, but they're going to sin. They're going to come to sin. Because it says over here, that they shall become foolish. It says over there, which they acted foolishly, and they sinned. So you see, foolishness and sin are basically connected over here. So it must be that they're going to come to sin as well. You can say another proof that this foolishness is connected to sin, and therefore you can say that that's how we know they're going to sin. From here, no alu sari tsoan gomer v'hatu es mitzrayim. The pasuk says that the officers of Tsoan have become fools, and they have led Egypt astray. What do you mean they led Egypt astray? Meaning they caused them to sin. So we see over here, sinning is connected to foolishness. So that's how we know that these people who are learning Torah by themselves, they're going to sword is going to come upon them. They're going to become foolish, and they're also going to sin as well. Okay, says the Maraviter Amar Rav Nachman. Why, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, is the Torah comparable to eats, to wood, to like a tree? That it says, tree of life, the Torah is for anyone who holds on to it. Lomar lecha, to tell you, my itz katan madlik es hagadol, just like a small tree can ignite a big tree, or does ignite a big tree. So too, when it comes to the Torah scholars, that even the small ones, that they sharpen the big ones. Okay, so just like you have a tree, a small tree that lights, that ignites, that can light on fire a big tree. So too, you have Talmid Chachamim that that the little ones will sharpen the big ones, right? The small Torah scholars could make the bigger Torah scholars wiser and smarter and greater in their Torah understanding. V'hainu dam Rabbi Chanina, that's what Rabbi Chanina says. Harbeit l'maditi mi Rabbi Asai, that I learned, Rabbi Chanina says, I learned a lot from my Rebbeim, mi chavirai yoter mi Rabbi Asai, and I learned more from my chavirai, from like my friends, my colleagues, those who are like my age and like equal status in learning. So I learned more from my chavirai, from my colleagues, and I did my Rebbeim, umi tamidai yoter mi kulan. I learned more from my students, more than any of them. Meaning what? The smaller ones, the katanim, were able to teach him the more than any ones, even the great ones who are above him, the ones who are equal to him, the little ones taught him more than anyone else. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Rami Ksiv Likras Sama Hetyo Mayim Ksiv Hoy Kut Sama Lichul Mayim. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa says that you have, again, this problem, because you have these two psukim over here that seem to contradict each other. On the one hand, you have the pasuk that says to bring water to the thirsty, and we understand this, that the teacher should basically go to the student, that the water goes to the thirsty, or meaning that the teacher of Torah brings the Torah to the student, and it also says koi kol tzema l'chulamayim, that all who are thirsty should go to the water. So understand, is the Torah going to the student, or is the student going to go to the water? Is the student going to go to the teacher where the Torah is? Says the Gemara, im tamen hagun hu v'kras tzema het yomayim. So the Gemara says, if he is a tamen hagun, if he's like a student of good character, then we apply the pasuk of likras sama het yomayim, that we bring the water to the thirsty. The teacher goes to the student if he's a student of good character, right? We want the Torah to be brought to him. V'ilo, but if he's a student of not good character, hoy kol tzema l'chul l'mayim, then what do? Then we say that we apply the other pasuk to him, that we say that the the thirsty should go to the water, meaning this Talmud who's not a good character, he should go to the teacher. The teacher should not come to him. Okay, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami. Another contradiction says Rabbi Chanina bar Chama between two pesukim. Rami k'siv yifotsu me inosecha chutza v'k'siv yihiyu l'chalavadecha. On the one hand, it says in the pasuk that your wellspring shall spread out words, meaning that you should be teaching Torah to everyone, or you should be teaching Torah. V'k'siv yihiyu l'chalavadecha. And on the other hand, there's another pasuk that says it shall be for you alone. So on one hand, it seems like we're teaching Torah to people. The other hand, it says that no, we shouldn't be teaching Torah to anyone. It should be for you, by yourself. It says, "Gemara im tamid hagun hu yafutzo meonosecha chutza v'imlav yu lechalavadecha." Says the Gemara that if he's a student who is of good character, then we teach him Torah. If he's a student of not good character, then we don't teach him Torah. We keep the Torah to ourselves, and we try to maybe either make him get better character or do something, but we don't teach him Torah. If he is a student of not good character, the Torah should just be for us, for ourselves, and we shouldn't give it over to this person. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Idi Lamanim Shlu Devei Torah Lamayim. Says the Gemara, why are the words of Torah comparable or compared to water? Tichtiv Hoy Kol Tzema L'Chulamayim. Right, that we just read the Pesukim. One pasuk in particular that says that all who are thirsty should go to the water, meaning the water is the Torah over here, the teachers of Torah, the Torah. Right, so why is Torah called water? Okay, to teach us, to show us that, just like water, if you put it up in a high up place, then it's gonna go down, right? You put it water at the top of a mountain, the water is gonna drip down. That's just the nature of water. After Torah, imes kaimim ela b'misha dato shafela. Says the Gemara that Torah is the same exact way. That Torah, it can only be miskayim, it can only be like retained with someone who is like low down, with someone who is humble. That's the only type of person who's able to retain their Torah, someone who is humble, just like water. That from the high parts, it drips down to the low parts. So too, someone can only retain Torah if they make themselves low, if they are a humble person. So says Rabbi Oshaya, why is the Torah compared to three different drinks? It's compared to water, it's compared to wine, and it's compared to chalav, it's compared to milk. Because we already had this pasuk several times already, that we said that the thirsty should go to the water, meaning the water here is clearly Torah. And this is another pasuk, l'chu shivru v'achlu v'lachu shivru below kesef v'lo machir yayin v'chalav. The pasuk says over here that go buy and eat, and then go buy wine and milk without money and at no cost. So we see over here this is clearly talking about Torah. Lomar lecha mashlosha mashkin halalu emes kaimen ela bepachos shebekelim. After a Torah emes kaimen ela bemisha datu shvela. So says the Gemara, beautiful teaching over here. How do you know? Or why is Torah compared to these three things? Because just like these three things, they can't be preserved unless they're in like these pachos bekelim, like these things, like inferior kelim. They need to be put in like a kelim that are not so valuable. That's how they need to be preserved. So in other words, the Torah can only be preserved, they can only be learned and upheld with someone who is humble. They can only be retained by someone who is humble. They have to be lowly. They can't just think, I'm in a fancy kli and therefore I'm good. No, you need to be humble, and that's how you retain Torah, that's how you preserve your Torah. Kida Amra lay Barse the case of Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, and says the Gemara, this is exactly what the daughter of the Caesar, the Caesar's daughter, said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. What did she say? She says, how could it be that such glorious wisdom, that this the Torah that you have, that it's in such a clean mechor, that it's in such like a disgusting vessel? What is she saying? She means like you're ugly, you look ugly, you dress ugly, whatever it is. How could it be that the great Torah is in this ugly kli, meaning you? She was not saying something very nice about him. Amar la, he said to her, Avicha Rami Chamra Bimane de Pachra. He says, I don't understand. Does your father not place wine in like disgusting vessels? Does your father not place wine in the earthenware vessels? And she says back to him, Amar lei, ela b'mayim nirmei. She says, what are you talking about? That's what everyone does. Of course my father places wine in earthenware vessels that have been in the cheres. That's where everyone places their wine. Amar la, atun dechashivasu, ramu b'mane dehava v'kaspa. He says, what do you mean? You're of such nobility, so you should put your wine in the gold and in the silver barrels. You shouldn't put it in these lowly earthenware barrels. She went and told her father, that's a good point. You know, in other words, he was throwing her statement right back at her. She says that something which is great should be in something really nice and shouldn't be inside something ugly like you. So he said, okay, I'll apply the same logic to you. Something as great and as valuable as wine should not be in a lowly vessel, should be in a very pretty vessel, especially if you're of nobility. So she went and Azlav Amra Le Labua, so she went to go tell her father this idea, and then Rami Alachamra Bimani Dahavakaspa, and he did just that. He placed the wine now in barrels of gold and silver, because that is what people of nobility should do. They should put this chush of thing in a really nice kli. The Takif, what do you know? That happened to be that the wine ended up souring, because that's not what you're supposed to place wine in. You're supposed to place wine in an earthenware vessel, not in a gold and silver vessel. Asu, so they came, the officers of this Caesar came, Vamrule, and they told the Caesar, by the way, we want you to know that you put your wine in these vessels, and now it has soured. Amrla Libarte, he said to his daughter, Man Amrla Chachi, who told you this? Who gave you this advice to put it in the gold and silver barrels? Amrle, she says to him, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananiah, he said it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananiah, that told her that's what she should do. Krayahu, so they called him, Amrle, and Caesar said to him, Amai Amartla Chachi, he said, Why did you tell her this? Why did you give her this advice to put the wine in these kelim? Because now it's soured. Amrle, he says to him, Ki hichida amrle amre la. He said, what are you talking about? I just told her what she told me. I applied the same logic right back at her. And so she thinks her logic is right. So then I said, okay, so then your logic should be totally consistent. If you think that the chush of things should belong in a really important kli. So I said, okay, great. You should put your important things in an important kli. You should put your wine in an important kli. But I didn't tell her that. That wasn't the lesson that I gave her. I was just throwing her lesson back at her. Okay, a lot of chutzpah to talk to the Caesar like that, and he wasn't afraid of his life. Shows the greatness of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananiah, that he was always willing to stand up for the Torah, that he wasn't afraid of anyone. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, though, so that's what he ended up saying back to the Caesar. V'ha'ika shviri digamiri, and it seems like the daughter then says back to him, I don't understand, so a beautiful person, if you have someone who's good looking, then they can't learn. They don't know how to learn Torah. They don't have any Torah. They can't be a Talmid Chacham. Okay, the top of Zion Amud Beis now. E Habu Sanu. He says back to her, no, of course someone who is good looking could have Torah, could be learned or whatever. But E Habu Sanu. But if he was worse looking, to Fei Habu Gamiri, he would be able to know more Torah. He'd be able to learn more Torah. He would be more knowledgeable, because that's how it works. That someone who's uglier has the ability to know and understand and internalize more Torah. Okay, Davar Acher, another thing. Mashlov Shemashkan Halu in Nefsalin Ela BeHesachadas. Just like these three things won't become puzzle. Like these three liquids won't become puzzle Ela BeHesachadas, unless like you ignore them. Right? If you forget about them, then they'll become puzzle, they'll become like all ichi. After a Torah, so too when it comes to the words of Torah, Amish Tachin Ela Hesachadas. The only way you're gonna forget your Torah is if you don't is if you have Hesachadas, meaning you don't like review it. If you just leave it alone and you don't touch it, then you're gonna forget it all. But if you review it over and over again and you don't let it leave your mind, then you're not gonna forget it. That's how it works. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina Gadol Yom HaGashmam. So back to these comparisons of the rain and other things. So Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina Gadol Yom HaGashmam. The great is the day of rain. Kiyom Shneviru Shamayim Baaretz. So a day of rain is as great as the creation of the heavens and the earth. Shenemar harifu shamayim mimal v'shachakim yazu tzedek tiftach eretz v'yifru yeshav etzdaka tatzmich yachad ani Hashem barasa. The pasuk says that the skies will shower from above and the heavens will rain down righteousness. The earth will open up, and salvation and charity will proliferate. It, meaning the earth, will cause salvation and charity to spring up together. That's what the pasuk means. It says Gemara Barasim Lo Nemar Ela Barasiv. Right? It doesn't say that. Right, when the pasuk says, the end of the pasuk says, Ani Hashem Barasiv, that I Hashem have created it. So it says the Gemara Barasim Lo Namar. It doesn't say I've created them, Ela Barasiv, I've created it. What's the it over here? It's saying that I have created the rain, which shows the greatness of rain in comparison to the other things that he created. And it's not entirely clear how the comparison is drawn out, but some explain, I think the Maharsha explains, that this idea that if God created the rain and he uses the word bara with it, so the word bara is also used elsewhere, that Hashem created the Shemaim and the Aretz. So if the pasuk says that Hashem created the Shemaim and the Aretz, over here it says Hashem created the rain, and that's what the singular of Barasiv, that he created it, he created the rain, so says the Gemara, that it must mean that rain is equivalent to the day that God created the heavens and the earth. And so that's what we learn out from this pasuk, that rain is equivalent, the day of rain is equivalent to the day that Hashem created the heavens and the earth. Okay, right there. Amar Rav Hoshaya Gadol Yom HaGashmam Sha'afil Yeshua Para V'Rava Bo. So Rav Hoshaya says that great is the day of rain, that even Yeshua, like even like salvation, proliferates and grows on it. On that day, salvation is growing. Shenamar tiftach eretz v'yafru yesha. The pasuk says that the earth will open up and salvation and charity will proliferate. You see from here that charity, that a salvation is growing on the day of rain. Okay, I'm going to be tanchum bar chani lai in hagashmim yordim ela imkin nimchalu avonosein shle Yisrael. So Rabbi Tanchum bar chani lai says that rain is only going to fall when the Jewish people are forgiven for their sins. Shenemar, Ratzita Hashem Martzecha, Shabbos Shavuos Yaakov, Nasis Avon Imcha Kasis Kol Chatasam Sela. That the pasuk says over here, Hashem, you have favored your land with rain. You have returned the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the sin of your nation. You have covered up their entire sin, Selah. So we see from here that rain comes when sin is covered up. Amar le Zeiri midihavas l'Ravina. So Zeiri midihavas said to Ravina, Asun mehacha masnisu la anan mehacha masnisam la. Says you learn from over here, but I teach this idea from over here. Another pasuk ve'ata tishma hashamayim v'salachta lechatas v'gomer. Pasuk says so this pasuk over here is talking about God. So ve'ata tishma hashamayim. So you, God, listen from the heavens, v'salach l'chatas, and you're going to, and you forgive our sins. So we see that when rain will only fall once our sins are forgiven, that's what the pasuk seems to be teaching. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Abrei Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akko. Ein Hagashem Ne'atzren Ela Imkin Nischayvu Sonein Shle Yisrael Kalya. Says the Gemara that the rains will only stop. Let's try that again. In hagashamim netzarin el imkin nischevu sonein shle Yisrael kalya. That rain is only withheld when the sonein of Yisrael, again another euphemism, when the Jewish people are condemned to destruction. So when the Jewish people, they do bad, and so therefore they're condemned to destruction. So that's what will cause rain to stop. Shenemar sia gam chum yigazlu mimei shelik shaul chato. That the pasuk says that the dry and the warm seasons steal the waters of the snowy season. They have sinned to the depth. Okay, so we see from here that if you sin a lot, then you're going to be chayiv, you're going to become condemned because of this. So that's what's going to cause the rains to be withheld. That's what's going to cause the rain to stop. Amar leiz yiri midahaves l'ravina asun mehacha masnisu la anan mehacha masnisan la. Says you learn this from here, so we learn from over here. V'atzar ha'shamayim ve'avadatam mehira. The pasuk says explicitly that you're going to stop the heavens, you're going to perish quickly. Okay, so in other words, what? Seems like there's a connection over here between a few sin and the rain stopping. So that's where he learns it from. Okay, says the one of Eiter Amar Rav Chista in Hagashon Netzaron El Beshvil Bittel Terumos V'Maestros. Rav Chista says an incredible idea that rain will only be withheld. Rain will only stop if the Jewish people stop taking Terumos and Maestros. Shenamar Tzia Gam Chom Yigazlu Umi Mei Shelg, because the pasuk says, the dry and the warm seasons steal the waters of the snowy season. My mashma. So what is this teaching us? Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us Bishvil Devarim Shetzivisi Yeschem B'Mosachama. He says the explanation is as follows: because of the things that I have commanded you in the Mosachama, in the warm months, Velo Asi Samini, who have not done them, Yigazlu Mechem Mimei Shelg B'Mosach Hagashem. So therefore. So in other words, that the water of snow, aka the rain, will be stolen from you in the days of rain, aka in the winter season. So if you do these sins, if you stop doing these mitzvot that were commanded in the summer, right, which is Trumas and Maestros, the warm days of the year, so then God's going to steal from us the rain in the winter season. Okay, Amar Rishon Ben Pazi in Hagashon Netzar and Elav Shvil Misaper Lashon Hara. Rain only stops is only withheld when people are speaking Lashon Hara, because those people who speak Ruach tzafun techolal, that the northern wind prevents geshem upanim nizamim lashon seser, and God shows an angry face when there is a secretive talk. Okay, very explicit. Amarav Sela, Amarav Hamnuna, Ein Hagashem Netzar and Ela Bishvil Azepanim, that rain only is going to stop For people who are like, have azipanim who are like brazen, shenemar, that the rains are prevented in the malkush, or we learn what malkush is, right? The rain at the end of the season, the later rains, so the rain was prevented, and the malkush rains also did not come. Umetzach isha zona hayalacha gomer. Okay, very interesting language, because you had the forehead of a harlot. What does that mean? In other words, the rain didn't come because you were like, you were brazen. That's what it seems to be saying over here. V'amarav, sela amarav hamnuna kol adam. Kol adam sheyesh lo azus panam sof nechshal ba'avira. Anyone who is brazen, then he's gonna stumble in sin. Shenamaru metzach isha zona hayalacha. The pasuk says, because you had the forehead of a harlot. Rav Nachman amar biyadua shenechshal ba'avira shenamar hayalacha. Rav Nachman says, person, it's like known that this person is going to stumble in sin, because it says shenemar haya lecha, that it says that you had, but lo nemar yelecha, is not that you will have. In other words, it's very simple, and that it's evident that he already sinned, shenecho abavira, that he already sinned, because it says haya, that you had, which was in the past, lo nemar yelecha, and it doesn't say that you will have, which means again that he has sinned already. That's what the implication of the pasuk is, by the fact that it's speaking in the past tense. Amar Rabba Barbar, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Kol Adam Sheyesh Lo Azus Panam Mutar Lekrosa Rasha. Wow, anyone who is a brazen person, you're allowed to call him a Rasha. Shneimar Ha'iz Ish Resha Befanav. The man who is like a brazen, you should call him, you can call him a Rasha to his face. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Mutar Lisonoso. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that it's permissible to hate a person. Mutra lasanosu, you're allowed to hate a person who is brazen. Shemar v'oz panav yisona, that boldness of his face will be. So the literal translation over here is not going to help you. Literally, it means the boldness of his face will be transformed. But says the Gemara, al tikra yisona, don't say yisona ela yisna. Right? Don't say that yeshuna, don't say will be transformed, will be changed, but rather say it yisane, that may be hated. So someone who is brazen, you will hate him. And so says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, you're allowed to hate this person, it's permissible to hate this person who is brazen. Amar Rav Katina in Hagasham Netzaran ela bishvil bitul Torah. So rain only is withheld if there is bitul Torah. Shenamar batzaltim yimach hamikra, that through laziness the roof collapses, meaning b'shvil atzalus shaya b'Yisrael shelo asku b'Torah, because of the laziness that the Jewish people had, that they weren't osek b'Torah, nesas sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach ve'in mach ela ani. Right, so again, another euphemism, the sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the haters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean that, it means actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, because the Jewish people were lazy and they were not osek b'Torah, then Hashem quote unquote becomes impoverished. What does it mean? It becomes impoverished. It means that he decides not to give the rain. And literally, it's not that he is impoverished, because he can do whatever he wants and he can provide rain whenever he wants. He actually basically decides not to. He quote unquote becomes impoverished. Vein mach ela ani, and there is no mach, meaning the word mach that means collapse. So over here, it clearly means ani. That God becomes impoverished, God becomes poor. Shenemar, that's what the word mach over here means. Shenemar v'im mach hu ma'archecha. That is, the pasuk says, and if he is too poor for the assessment. So that's how we know that mach means poor over here, and that's how we know that it means that people who are lazy and don't learn Torah, that God's going to be, quote unquote, become impoverished, and he's not going to be able to, he will not provide rain for people who are not learning Torah, people who are mavata Torah. The pasuk continues, the Gemara continues, but in mikra ala kadosh baruch hu, and so how do we know that mikra, when we say that the roof, right? So how do we know that means a kadosh baruch hu? Shenamar hamikra b'mayim al yosav. The pasuk says, who roofs his upper chambers with water. Okay, Vayitra in the Gemara, Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, Ve'ata lo ra'u or. The pasuk says, and when you do not see light, Bahir hu bashchakim beruach avira v'tiharam, v'titaharam, that the skies are patchy, but a wind
blows and clears them. So that's what the pasuk says, and that's how we know that bittul Torah causes rain to go away. Vein or el Torah, because when we say or, that you're not seeing or, it means that Torah, so you're not learning Torah basically. Shenemar ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or, we know that a mitzvah is like a candle and that the Torah is a light. Bahirhu bashchakim, the pasuk says right there, bahirhu bashchakim, that the skies are patchy. Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel afilu b'shash rakia naseh b'hurin l'hurin talu matar, that even when the sky looks like it's ready to rain, there are so many patches of clouds in the sky, nonetheless ruach avra v'tita haram, that but a wind blows and clears them. So in other words, when people are not seeing the light, people are not learning Torah, then all of a sudden, even if it looks like it's going to rain, still the wind will come and blow away the rain clouds, and it's not going to rain because people are not learning Torah. Okay. Amar Rabbi Ami, Ein HaGashon Nesar Ne'ela B'Avon Gezel. The rain only is withheld, it only stops, it's only withheld, because of the sin of stealing. Shenemar Al Kapayim Kisa Or, that it says, with clouds he conceals rain. B'Avon Kapayim Kisa Or, V'Ein Kapayim Ela Chamas. Sorry, let's try that again. Shenamar al kapayim kisa or. The pasuk says, "With clouds he conceals rain." But oban kapayim kisa or, that because of the sin of kapayim, God is going to conceal or. In kapayim al chamas. When we say kapayim, we know we mean chamas. We know that we mean theft. Shenamar umin ha chamas asher be kapayim. The pasuk says, "And from the theft which is in their hands." In or ela matar. Shenamar yafitz anan oro. That the pasuk says that he scatters his rain cloud. So in other words, because of the sin of kapayim, because of the sin of theft, then he is going to conceal rain. Because of stealing, then he's going to remove the rain. That's what the pasuk means. So what is the solution? How do we, how does a person who seemingly caused the rain to stop because of stealing, so how does he get out of this? Yarba betfilah, all he has to do is just have a lot of prayer, have profuse praying. Shenemar vayatsu aleha b'mafgia, that the pasuk says, but God commands the rain to fall because of a petitioner. Vein pagia el tefila, when we say pagia, we mean tefila over here. Shenemar v'ata al tespalu be'od ha'am hazeh, v'gomer v'al tefka bi, that the pasuk says that the you shall not daven on behalf of this nation, and you shall not entreat me. Right? So that's how we know that tefila is going to be able to bring the rain back. V'amar Rabbi Ami to do chew over here. V'amar Rabbi Ami my dechtiv im kahak habarzel v'hu lo panim kilka. The pasuk says, if the iron is dull and one who does not wet its edge. So what is the meaning of this pasuk? Imra isa rakia shekiha kibarzel milachorid talumater. If you see the sky is dull as iron from falling with dew or rain, b'shvil ma'aseh hador shehinat mekulkalin. Why does this happen that it's not raining? Because of the fact that you have. Because of the actions of this generation, that they are degenerate, that they're destructive. Shenamar v'hu lo panim, kilkal. Pasuk says, and it, meaning the door, did not beseech the face of God, it is degenerate. Mata kantan. So what is, how do they get out of this? How do they save themselves? How do they bring the rain back? Iskabru barachim. They should be persistent in mercy, or they should be persistent in prayer. Shenamar, v'chayalim yigaber, v'yisron hechsher chachma. The pasuk says that, nevertheless, legions will persist. What does it mean, legions? It means like, with communal prayer. But the advantage of wisdom is greater. So in other words, if a person davens, then rain's going to come back. But if his sins are perfected from the very beginning, then that's obviously going to be even better, because then the rain will never stop and everything will be good for him. Okay, so that brings us to the end of Zion Abayis for now. We'll stop right here. God willing, next time we'll continue with this in the middle of this last line, but for now we'll stop right here.